Kelly.
Oi.
What's going on?
Not much.
It's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
Yeah, true.
So, I guess today, for fun, I thought I would Yeah, for funsies. I thought I would get you on here.
Yeah.
And we're going to open up ChatGPT. Okay. And I'm going to type in, can you please give me, let's just do 10 random Australian English slang terms.
Okay.
And I'll quiz you on them and see if you get what they are.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I might do that again. Those were too easy.
Yeah, I think they'll come up too easy.
Yeah, give me a list of 50 Aussie slang terms. Oh, I won't do all 50, but I'll choose from them.
You just choose the hard ones,
yeah. Yeah, because it gave me things like Aussie, g'day, mate. It's like, yeah, you're gonna know these. Okay.
Mm.
So the aim of the game is going to be that I give you a slang term, you're going to tell me what it means and mm-hmm. try and give me an example of how to use it.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't know what it is, you still have to try and guess what it means and give me an example of how to use it and then I'll correct you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go.
All right. Number one, sanger.
No, I know. It's a sandwich, right? I was like, is it a sausage or a sandwich? But sausage is something else you guys call it.
Snag.
Snag, yeah. Yeah, it's a sandwich.
So how would you use sanger in a sentence?
Can I have a sanger?
How would you spell it?
S-A-N-G-A? No. Sanger.
G-E-R.
Oh, say again.
S-A-N-G-E-R.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those.
I had no idea.
It's one of those things where slang usually has multiple different spellings. So maybe you could write sanger.
Sanger.
Yeah, sanger. Okay, I'm going to try and find another one. So that was number one,
mm-hmm.
sanger. All right, tucker.
Food.
This is too easy.
Food.
So how would you, what's bush tucker then?
Plants and stuff. No, like
you're not wrong.
Like you know, herbs and things, and you find it like in the forest or something.
In the bush.
In the bush, yeah.
It's food from the bush.
The desert and stuff.
Not necessarily the desert, but it's like bush tucker. It's usually associated with like indigenous people in Australia because they were hunter gatherers that ate a lot of tucker in the bush, and so bush tucker would be like going camping and finding food in the forest to eat.
Okay.
Or going, you know, and interacting with indigenous people and then being like, hey, we found this oyster you should try. That'd be bush tucker.
Okay.
All right. So that was too easy.
I got it.
Tucker. How would you use tucker in a sentence?
My sentences are so boring. Can I have some bush? Can you give me some bush tucker? I don't know. I don't think I've ever used it, actually.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Number three. A pom.
A pom?
Mm-hmm.
The British person?
These are way too easy, god damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
P-O-M?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where it comes from?
No idea. But I know because my best friend is a pom.
I'm pretty sure it's French for apple. I have to look into it again. I don't know if it's one of those fallacious explanations, but I'm pretty sure it's a French word for apple. Like pomme de terre is potato and pomme is apple.
Ah.
I think. I'd have to look into it, but yeah, pom, pommy. Whinging pom is what Australians used to use because they would come out here and complain about the heat and the brightness. Oh, yeah. Whinging poms. Okay, all right, so you got that. Give me a sentence.
My best friend is a pom.
Good job. All right. If you get into a blue with someone, what would that be? To get into a blue.
I know blue is, I don't know if it's the same thing, but when someone is blue, feeling blue, you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
You're sad, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, if you're feeling blue, you can be sad. But if you have a blue or get into a blue with someone.
No idea. I never heard.
What do you think it would mean? Like, oh, my mate got into a blue with his missus.
Domestic, some sort of argument?
Yeah. It could be, I guess domestic would assume that it was like a physical fight, right?
Really?
Well, if you can have a domestic with someone, domestic violence, right?
I thought domestic was just an argument.
No, I hope you haven't been using that to explain anytime we have arguments.
God.
Jesus Christ, they're going to call the cops.
I had no idea.
No, I feel like that would be more of a physical altercation. No,
wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I had no idea. There
domestic abuse, right? You're not going to be like...
Yeah, but if you have a domestic, doesn't necessarily mean, or does it necessarily mean that you...
If you just
had a physical fight with someone?
If you were to say that, the thing that would come to my mind is that one of you or both hit the other, like physically assaulted, like you had a domestic.
Yeah, well, I definitely.
Or at least a screaming match.
We had a Jesus, Kel.
Your friends are going to think I'm violent.
I didn't know. I was like, oh, we just had a little silly argument.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, domestic.
Sorry.
Domestic is not a silly argument. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ. All right, anyway, moving on. Drongo. If you're a drongo, what is a drongo?
Sorry to interrupt. So when you have a blue with someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have an argument.
Yeah, it's a fight. A fight with someone.
But a fight, like a fist fight?
No.
It's just a...
Oh, you could probably use it as a fist fight. Like, they had a blue. Yeah, there was a blue down at the pub. You probably could, but I think generally it's kind of like an argument, a fight. But yeah, domestic definitely... goes towards violence.
No idea.
In my mind, at least. I mean, maybe it's used differently elsewhere in Australia, but yeah, so a blue. Use it in a sentence. Whoa, Scrappy. This is our cat has just jumped up on the couch and almost eaten it.
Pete and I had a blue last night.
Jeez, you don't have to tell the world.
We did not. it was an example.
All right.
He's got
Drongo.
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 Drongo. I don't know.
What's a drongo?
I have no idea. However, it sounds like it would be a word used to describe someone who is awkward.
Close.
Who is like weird and like, no?
No, not weird or awkward, but close. Like it's a descriptor.
An idiot?
He's a bit of a drongo. It's a stupid person.
Stupid person.
Foolish person. Oh, this guy's a total drongo.
It's almost offensive?
Not really. Like it's a light way of calling someone... Say, you know, a wanker or a muppet or a, you know, you could be worse. He's a fuckhead, you know.
Okay.
But drongo is kind of a cuter, politer Aussie slang way of doing it.
What is a drongo? Oh,
such a drongo. It's just a dumb person, an idiot. Like, so if,
But is it a thing that you get the name
I think from? It's a bird, to be honest. Origin of drongo. I'm pretty sure it's a bird. Here we go. Wow, it comes from Malagasy, apparently. That's the language from Malagasy. Where's that from? Is that Madagascar? It's said to be from the name of an Australian racehorse of the 1920s, which consistently finished last or near last.
Aww.
Yeah, drongo is originally from the indigenous language of Madagascar, where it refers to a local species. I assume drongo... Yeah, it's a bird. It's a black bird from Madagascar. It's got a really forked tail. Mm. I don't know how that ended up in Australian slang. That's crazy. I think that's probably the first Madagascan word that I know that we use. But yeah, it was a racehorse named Drongo.
Interesting.
Who always came last.
Poor thing.
All right. I don't know if that was number five or number six. We'll call it number six. So yeah, drongo. Oh, he's a real drongo. Like, I don't know. You had a friend come over and he spilt some wine on your carpet, and you'd be like, "You drongo."
Like Noah when he's been silly, dancing and being.
Yeah, goofy. Exactly. Like it's kind of like dag, goofy. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like silly, stupid.
Okay.
More so than like really contemptive. You hate this person.
Okay.
Because you would find stronger language to use. Like if someone pulled. In front of you and almost kills you in traffic, you're not going to call him a drongo. You know, you're going to take it, you're going to be like, you fucking way. You know, you're going to, but you're not going to be like, oh, you silly goose. You know, you're not going to be like, it's a little more serious. All right.
Next.
Okay. So a yobbo.
Jesus.
A yobbo.
A yabby.
No, not a yabby. Yobbo.
I don't know.
We went outside and there were a bunch of yobbos in the street.
Homeless people? No?
I mean, you could be homeless and a yobbo. There were these guys out the front and they were like drinking and shouting and swearing. Bunch of
like
yobbos.
Like a bogan.
Sort of, yeah.
Like an obnoxious...
Yep. Uncivilized, uncouth person. Rude. Loud. Like, bloody yobbos. You know, if you heard someone out the front screaming and shouting, you could tell they were drunk, and then you heard them do a burnout in the car, and or they were running around and causing trouble. You'd be like, bloody yobbos.
Mm.
So how would you use that in a sentence?
The neighbors are a bunch of yobos, which is not true. We are very lucky. Our neighbors are quiet.
Bloody cat in the background.
And the dog.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait, I just need to...
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm keeping that in. All right. If I were to say it's my shout.
Yeah, it's your turn to pay.
Damn it.
We use that a lot.
Peter, so how would you use that in an example? Like, you don't just, yeah, you wouldn't be there going, it's my shout. Hey! It's your shout. Oh, okay. Hey! Done.
I'm going to the pub with the friend. No, I don't know. Let me think. If I'm at the pub with a friend and it's my turn to pay for the drinks, I say, don't worry, it's my shout. Or like I invite someone for like to go out for dinner and I say, don't stress, it's my shout, I'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Good job. I have to find some more difficult ones. I feel like you're going to know all those other ones. Mm. Okay, here's one that's a little harder.
Oh, God.
It's going to be funny to see what you say. A blowy.
Oh, blowy.
This is, I feel like either you're going to crush it or you're going to embarrass yourself.
A blowy.
Yep.
Oh, God, a blowy. I don't think, I've never heard it before. It makes me think of.
What does it make you think of, Kel?
Like a blow, like.
A blow?
Like a,
What's a blow?
Like, such and such was such a blow to my confidence. Or,
okay.
Or like that, something like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. What?
Don't know. A little disappointment? I don't know.
Well, they're kind of a disappointment. Blow. It's an animal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are they disappointed?
So you're outside having fish and chips and a bunch of blowies show up and start ruining your day.
The seagulls?
No.
Oh. Dogs?
No. Come on.
A blowy.
Mm-hmm.
Not seagulls. Chicken, bean chickens. No?
It's an insect.
Mosquitoes insects?
Yeah.
Spiders?
No, that's not an insect.
Oh.
Blowflies.
What are blowflies?
They're the really large flies that just buzz around and get into your face and everything.
Oh, my God.
Blowflies.
Freaking flies.
Yeah.
In summer.
They're blowies, yeah.
Every time I walk the kids to daycare, I get attacked by flies.
They're looking for liquid, so they get into your face, they get into your eyes, your nostrils, your mouth, because they're looking for liquid and salt.
Like, it was funny, just a parenthesis. Noah had his best friend here yesterday. They were playing outside, and I was just listening to their, little chat. And then he goes, there was a fly around, and then Noah goes, Caden, do you know what? Flies wants to get your liquid.
Caden's Noah's best friend.
Caden was like, oh. And he goes, yeah, because they take your energy and then you can't walk anymore. And I remember explaining to him, yes, they go for your eyes or your mouth, but I did not say
they
suck your energy out of you. There you go. So blowy, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why blowies?
Blow fly. Right. It's just the first syllable, blowies, blowfly. Okay. But yeah, I think it could probably also be used for blowjob.
Yeah.
Which I was hoping you would say, but you didn't. All right, last one, I think. I think we're up to 10.
Awesome.
Dunny roll.
The toilet paper.
God damn it.
That one was easy.
All right, what's another way of saying toilet paper? A ruder way.
Something ticket. Shit tickets?
Yeah, shit tickets. All right. We'll do one more. I'll try and get you a difficult one, okay? A nutty run.
A what?
Nutty run.
As in N-U...
D-D-Y space R-U-N.
I have nutty run. No idea. What is a nutty?
A nutty run. What do you reckon it means? What does it sound like it means? I'm going to go outside and do a nutty run.
You're naked running?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would someone do that?
Well, it's like when you go to the tennis or the or the footy and someone does, what are they called again? Where they interrupt everything and run through naked. Yeah. That's like a nutty run. There's another name for
it,
though.
You guys have a name for that? That is
but
insane.
Also, like, if you were drunk and hanging out with mates at a lake or something and it was late at night and everyone's like, let's do a nutty run to the water. Oh. Everyone get naked and run to the water. It's a nutty run. Woo!
Oh, God. There you go.
There you go.
I feel that I had no idea, but... Mm-hmm.
You got most of them. Well. Yeah. What would you give yourself? I should have been marking them. How many you knew? I think you got, like, 8 out of 10. Well, 11. I think you probably got 9 out of 11.
There you go.
It's pretty impressive. Do you feel like in Portuguese you have the same kind of funny slang for things, or is slang used differently about different things, or it's...
It depends, because depending on where you come from in Brazil, you have different, like, slangs and terms for things. So we have a friend, Talita, who is Brazilian, and she's from the same region but a different state as me.
So the north, but the north.
And then I'll say things that she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yep.
Like, just like little things, a name for the cloth hangers or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like, I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's funny how you guys have that. I think we would have that to some degree in Australia for things like... one example was, I remember going to Queensland for the first time as a kid. So I would have been like 11 years old, and we drove up to Queensland for a family reunion thing that was up there. Mm-hmm. And I remember we had fish and chips on the way up because we drove. So we drove up the East Coast. And I think as soon as we got out of Victoria, when we started getting fish and chips, I was like, where are the potato cakes? I want to get a potato cake. And there were just potato scallops. And I'm like, I don't want to eat a fucking scallop. Gross.
What is a scallop?
It's a shellfish.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The one with the sort of the shell symbol for the shell service station, right? With the the lines on the shell. Mm-hmm. There's two of them that fit together to make a scallop, right? And the scallop is that circular bit of meat that's inside the shellfish. Anyway, I would see it and be like, I don't want to eat scallops with potato. Gross. But that's just their way of saying a potato cake. Oh. Potato scallop. There's a few of those sorts of things. And I remember just being blown away, being like, wait, what? Because you would go up and say, can I get a potato cake? And they'd be like,
we don't sell cakes.
What? Yeah, there's no cakes here. No potato cake. Ugh, gross.
Too funny.
Anyway, that's probably enough for this episode. But you guys will have to let us know if you enjoyed it and if you want me to put my wife on the hot seat again in the future and ask her more questions about random Aussie slang or other things.
Cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly.
My pleasure.
See you guys.
See ya.